Okay, so let me base my analogy. You have the Mishnah top of 32a. 32a, the top line, this is when Eaton, Seder Bracho. So now, the Mishnah is turning its attention. We've spoken about the Tkiyat Shofar, and now the Gemara is addressing Tkiyat Shofar in the Tfilat Musaf, in Musaf. So the Mishnah says, Seder Brachot, that the order of the Brachot is... Omer Avodu Grod Kedush Hashem. So you say the same three brachot that we say every tefillah of the whole year. You say Avod is my, you know, Magen Avraham, and Grod is, you know, Tagibor that ends in Mechayim Eithim, and the Kedush Hashem is the brach that ends with Hamelech HaKadosh on Rosh Hashanah. But Kol Malchiyori Mahen Ve'ino Tokeya. He says now this is going to be, there's different opinions again on Rosh Hashanah. We know there's a mitzvah to blow three truot. So Chazal teach us that there's three truot. Each truot has tekiah before and a tekiah afterwards. So there are nine kolot on a Torah level we're obligated to do. So in addition to which, there are three brachot that we had in the Musaf, Malchiot, Zechronot, and Shofrot. So the first opinion says that you're going to do kolot Malchiot imahen. You're going to include Malchiot with the Kedushan Hashem. That Malchiot is the bracha that has the theme of Hashem being the Melech. So that you're going to conclude with the bracha of Kedushat Hashem, the bracha of a Melech HaKadosh, the Eino Tokeh. And then you won't blow from Malchiyot, and it comes out that we want to have three brachot in a row that you're going to blow for. So he says, Kedushat Yom B'Tokeh. So then when you get Kedushat Yom is the bracha that speaks about the Kedusha of the day of Rosh Hashanah, you'll blow there. Zechronot v'tokeya, the Zechronot you blow there, Shofrot v'tokeya, and you do Shofrot, Yomer avodah v'hodah, you'll say the bracha v'avodah, which is, you know, Ritzei, and hodah is modim, Birkat konim, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's according to the Rabbi Yochanan, the Tana Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Yomena tokeya l'malchiyot l'amahu mazkir. If he's not blowing for malchiyot, why does he mention? So the Gemara is going to explain. He means, if I don't have the Tkiyat Shofar there, why do I need 10 Pesukim? We'll see in a minute. Ella, according to Rabbi Akiva, and we hold like Rabbi Akiva, Ella Mer Avodu Grod Kedushat Hashem, you'll say the first three brachot, we call Malchiyot and Kedushat Hayom. You'll include Malchiyot with Kedushat Hayom. Kedushat Hayom is like, would normally be the middle bracha, in other words, which is what we do. In other words, we say, Melcho Kol Aris Mekadish Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron. So he says, it says Betokeya. Zechronot is the bracha that speaks about our Zechronot coming forth Kadosh Baruch Hu. Betokeya blow. Shofrot Betokeya. V'meravodah v'hodah birkat konim. All right. So the Mishnah mentioned two opinions about how we divide up both Tkiyat Shofar and Malchiyot Zechronot v'Shofrot. So according to the first opinion, which was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Malchiyot we're going to put in Kedushat Hashem. He says, Kedushat Hashem is the third bracha. It's going to have Malchiyot. Then, but I'm not going to blow there. Instead, I'm going to blow on Kedushat Yom, and then I'm going to blow on Zechronot and Shofrot. And according to Rabbi Akiva, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to include Malchiyot with Kedushat Yom, and then blow, and then Zechronot and Shofrot. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything that did the Mishnah so far? All right, I'm moving on. Now, the Gemara says on the fourth guideline on the top, on the days of an Aleph, Gemara, Amalo Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Minot to the Malchiyot Lamahu Maskir. If he's not blowing from Malchiyot Lamahu Maskir, so the way the Gemara thinks the question is, why do I have Malchiyot at all if I'm not going to blow for it? So Lamahu Maskir, what do you mean? Why does he mention it? Rachman Amar Yitkar. Shem said you should mention Malchiyot. Now, simple pshat is that the Tefillah were established by the Chachamim, but there are the Zasmachta from the Psukim for Malchiyot. The Psukim have Ramazim to do it. So in that way, it could be like a Rachman Amar Ittar. And then Rabbi Levi was just mentioning today from somebody showing him that we're saying, or he was saying, they were shot, that, that you know, the Chachamim are empowered by Hashem. So you say that way, Rachman Amar Ittar. Where they did a chizuk for their words, so it's if Hashem commanded it. So, and if you remember, when we did the Ritva earlier, the Ritva was in the first parak, we said that that he holds that it means like Hashem, like with the asmachtas, that Hashem was mechavein he left hints to confirm what the Chachamim did. So in that sense, in a way, it is the Doraisa. Anyway, so Elo Lama Eser Lematesha. He says, why do we say 10 psukim? We should say 9 psukim. The whole Ishtani. Since Malchiyot, now the Gemara is going to learn that there are 10 psukim that we recite with Malchiyot, if we're on Shofarot, but Malchiyot is not going to have to kid Shofar. It's not so chashuv, I don't need 10 psukim. That's what he said. That's what Rabbi Akiva means. He may not kid Malchiyot, lama hu mazkir. He's not going to blow, why do we need 10 psukim? Now, let's go further in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanu, we learned the Braisa. Minayin Shomrim Avod. Where do we know, where we have a remez that there should be a bracha of Avod? Avod is the first bracha in Shemona Esrei. Lokei Abraham, Lokei Yitzchak, Lokei Yaakov, and then Bruchat Hashem again Abraham. Shenemar, Havu Hashem B'nai Elim. Like render to Hashem B'nai Elim, which means the children of the strong one. But the way the Gemara understands it, if you look at Rashi in the fifth narrow line, Havu Hashem has Kirulapanav Ha'etanim. It was B'nai Elim, are the strong ones, which they take it as the avo, and Havu La Hashem B'nei Elim, we Rashi understands that Haskiru L'Panav Ha'itanim, that there's, you should mention the avo in Shemona Esrei. That's the way you understand the pesukim. And Rav Leibowitz is mentioning today that where's B'nei fit in, because the Elim are the ones we want to mention. So he says. I think the Marsha mentions this. Is Havu La Hashem B'nei, like the children, meaning like the Jewish people should mention, the Elim, the strong ones, meaning the Avot. And again, in that parak in Tehillim, I think the Shem Hashem is mentioned 18 times in Mizmor David Hashem B'nei Elim. He says, Minayin Shomrim Gevurot, where do I know that I should mention Gevurot, which is Brach L'Chayim Eitim, Shnemor HaHavu L'Hashem Kavod Ba'oz, give to Hashem Kavod Ba'oz, like to mention his Gevurot. Where do I know that I should mention the Kedusha Hashem? Shenemar Havu L'Hashem Kavod Shemo, Ishtakvu L'Hashem B'Hadra Kodesh. Give to Hashem the glory of His name. You know, bow to Him in the splendor of his holy splendor. So that's the remez for mentioning Kedusha. Now the Gemara says, Minayin Shomrim Malchiyot Zichron V'Shofarot. Where do I know that I should mention Malchiyot Zichron V'Shofarot? Again, these are three brachot that we recite in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Malchiyot, just to repeat again, is where the theme is the Malchus of Hashem, that Hashem is the King. Zichronot, that our files, our memories come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shofarot, they come up with the Shofar. So he says, and so there's a bracha where the theme is Malchiyot, there's a bracha where the theme is Zichronot, and the bracha with the theme of Shofarot. Reb Lezer Omer, Dichtiv, Shabbaton Zichron Teruah Mikra Kodesh. So he refers to the Pasuk in Parshat Emor that discusses Rosh Hashanah. And it says Rosh Hashanah is a Shabbaton, Zichron Teruah Mikra Kodesh. The Shabbaton is like a holy day when you're not doing work normally. Zichron Teruah Mikra Kodesh, remembrance of the Teruah, a holy convocation. So Shabbaton, Zeh Kedushat Hayom. Shabbaton is an allusion to Kedushat Hayom, the Kedushat of the day, which is, you know, Mikadosh Yisrael B'Yom HaZikaron. Zichron, Elu Zichronot. Zichron is a remez to Zichronot. Trua Elu Shofarot, Mikra Kodesh, Kachu Basiyat Malachim. You should be Mekadosh today with avoiding Malachim. Now, we haven't come to Malchiyot, we haven't done yet, but we have Zichronot and Shofarot, and we'll see what's going on. Amarlu Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says to Reb Lezer, Nema Lo Nomar Shabbaton Shavot. Why do you explain Shabbaton is the, that refers to Kedusha Yom, that alludes to the bracha on the holiness of the day? I would explain the pasuk differently. I would say Shabbaton, Shavuot. Shabbaton implies you're not doing malacha that day. Shabbat was pasuk opens up with Shabbaton, and that's front and center with the day of Rosh Hashanah. I can't do work. Ela Shabbaton katshei basi malacha. So I think Rabbi Akiva says that Shabbaton is katshei basi malacha. You should be mekadosh today by not doing avodah. He says Zichron Elu Zichronot, True Elu Shofarot, Mikra Kodesh, Kedusha Yom. So he just flips over the first and last, you know, entry. And so instead of the earlier one was by Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer said Shabbaton was a reference to Kedusha Yom. So in Rabbi Akiva's rendering, Shabbaton is a reference to, you know, avoiding Malacha, and then Mikra Kodesh. That's the one that's Kedusha Yom. Now the Braisa goes to the remaining, you know, term we're missing, Minayin Shomrim Malchiyot. where do I have, or the Gemara says, where do I know that that is Malchio? So Tanya, we learn in the Brisa, Rebbe Omer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then the Bach is, Uchativ, Uvachodesh Hashvini, Zum Malchut. So it means, if you look in Parshat Emor, it talks about giving the Matnot Aniyim, and then it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm the Hashem, your God, and then it segues into speaking about Rosh Hashanah. So Ani Hashem Elokeichem is like Rashi says, Lashon Ani Adon Lachem. So Lashon, I'm your master. And then it says, Uvachodesh Hashvi, on the first of the seventh month, which is Rosh Hashanah. So that's a remez that Malchut, you know, is mentioning Malchio. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't need that drasha. I think you do have to mention Malchio, but I have a different drasha. It says that when you have a tzara, you'll blow the chatzot. This is in Parshat Baha'alotcha, says you have these trumpets. So you blow the trumpets. He says, there'll be a zikaron before Hashem your God. And then it says, Tamalomar ani Hashem Elokeichem. Then the pasuk says, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Tamalomar ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why does it say ani Hashem Elokeichem right after that? So here, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda is saying it's like a code. It's teaching you that whenever you have zikronot, you should mention Malchio. So by Yulakam is equal to the okay, some that's a chrono. And then I need Malchio together with it. Behechan Omra Lekdushat Hayom. So now the Gemara says, where do I mention Lekdushat Hayom? So again, in the Brachot of Rosh Hashanah, the first three Brachot, the last three Brachot are essentially the same as every other tefillah during the year. Then every other tefillah, Shabbos Yom Tiv, I have a middle Brachot of Lekdushat Hayom. Then in addition to which, I have three special Brachot, which are Malchio, Zichron, and Shofro. So the Gemara says, Heichan Omer Kedushat Hayom. So where do I stick Kedushat Hayom in? Where does Kedushat Hayom fit in? We went through all the different brachot. Where does Kedushat Hayom fit in? So Tanya, we learned the brisa, Rebbe Omer, Imam Malchiot Omra. So Rebbe says, you'll say it with Malchiot, which is really the same as what we, which is what Rebbe Akiva said, right? In the Mishnah, right? Rebbe Akiva on the third wide line upstairs, on Lamed Beis and Aleph. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, you'll say, Makolo Malchiot and Kedushat Hayom, that you include Malchiot with the Kedushat Hayom. And that's what Rebbe is saying. He says, back in the Gemara, Mamatzina B'chol Makom B'Raviyat, because where do we always put Kedushat Hayom? It's always the fourth bracha, Afkan B'Raviyat. So to here, it'll be the fourth bracha. In other words, I'll do the first three brachot, then I'll have Malchiot with Kedushat Hayom that fits in with the general pattern. That's what Rebbe says. Rabbi Shim Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shim Gamliel is Rebbe's father. Gamliel Omer, Ima Zichronot Omra. He says, no, I think Kedushat Hayom, we haven't had this opinion, I think Kedushat Hayom should be with Zichronot. He says, Mamatzin B'Kol Makom Be'emtza, where is Kedushat Hayom? It's always the middle bracha. So he says, Afkan Be'emtza. So it makes sense. So imagine if I have, Malchus Zichronot Shofrot, so Zichronot is the middle bracha, so I should mention Kedushat Hayom with Zichronot. Uchshekidshu Beitin and Hashanah. Now the Gemara tells the story. Actually, the Brisa does. Uchshekidshu Beitin and Hashanah, the Usha, when the Bezdin was Mekadesh the year in Usha. So remember, we learned in yesterday's Gemara that the Sanhedrin had 10 Galiot, and one place it went to was Usha, which is a town in the Galil. Uchshekidshu Beitin and Hashanah, the Usha, Yerad Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Lefein Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Yochanan Broka was Yored, and Rashi says, what does Yored mean? It means he's it's a mitzvah to live paleo makom namoch. It's a mitzvah to daven in a low place, so he's Yored. He says, Ba'asak Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. He conducted himself like the Tana Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. So remember, we had Rabbi Yochanan Menuri in the Mishnah. He said that I'm going to do Malchiot with Kedushat Hashem. I'll do Malchiot with the third bracha. He says, Amalo Rabban Shimon, lo you know again King Biavna. So Shimon said to him, my father used to be the Nasi. My father was Rabbi Gamliel Diavna. So they didn't do this way in Diavna, the way you're doing it. But you're doing like like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Yom Hasheni, which sounds like the next day, but the Gemara is going to explain to me, is the next year. Yerad Rabbi Chanina, but also Rabbi Yosef Glili, Vasak Rabbi Akiva. The next year, Chanina said Rabbi Yosef Glili, he died before the Amud, And he conducted himself like Tana Rabbi Akiva, meaning he did Malchiyot with Kiddushin Ayom. Amar Shemuel Kach Yuno Gim Yavne. Shemuel said that's the way we would do it in Yavne. So the Gemara says, the Maimra, the Rishon Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva Sfirlang, meaning the Rishon Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Malchiyot is with Kedusha Sayom. And he said, that's the way we did in Yavne. I mean, he's on the same page. But Amar Rabbi Akiva Malchiyot and Kedusha Sayom. He says, Amar Lahu. He says, Rabbi Akiva says, Malchiyot with Kedusha Sayom, you should say. Shemuel Omer, Kedusha Sayom with Zichrono. Rishon says, Amar Lahu. He says, you should say, Kedusha Sayom with Zichrono. So it's a different opinion. Zachary prays, Rabbi Hanina ben Osher Rabbi Yosef Lili was conducting himself like Rabbi Akiva when he, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, doesn't hold like that. He holds that you take Kedusha Yom as a chronot. So I'm Rabbi Zera Lamar Shetokin Lamalchiot. He says he just meant he didn't agree. He said that's the way you should take the bracha, but he agreed that there is Tekiyat Shofar during Malchiot. If you do like the first opinion, but you stick Malchiot with the Kedusha Hashem, I'm not Tokeya. Like we learned from the Mishnah that you're not Tokeya on line 3 on the top of the page, the third line, but ain't no Tokeya. You're not Tokeya with the Malchiot if you say it over there, because we said we need three brachot, one after the other, we're with Tokeya. So if we do Malchiot with Kedusha Hashem, then I'm going to have the next bracha would be this Kedusha Hayom, so I wouldn't blow there, so that wouldn't work out well. So instead, I want to blow the air and blow for Zikr and blow for Shofrot. Okay, now the Gemara continues, and I'll pause the two lines. The Yom Hasheni Yarad Rabbi Chanina. So the next day, Rabbi Chanina went to daven for the Yamud. My Sheni wasn't mean the next day. Yilema Yom Tov Sheni, if you say it means the second day of Yantiv, means they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the Maimra did Brula Elul. That would mean that they intercalated Elul. In other words, that they added 30 days to Elul. And on the 30th day, they thought it would be Rosh Hashanah, but it turned out not to be Rosh Hashanah. And so they davened Musaf again the second day. Rav Chanina bar Kahana, says, from the time of Ezra, we haven't seen that Elul is intercalated. That can't be the shot. Rav Chista, my Sheni, Liam Sheni, Lishana Ba'ah. Meant the next day, the next year. Next year, somebody got up and davened that way. That's what it means. Okay, so let's just pause and take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Nice to see everybody here tonight. Welcome, everyone. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said so far? Nobody? Everybody's getting very quiet as we're ending
I
up.
I just have a question. What's we up? Actually celebrate Rosh Hashanah on the first day, correct?
Right.
I'm just making sure. So we don't celebrate it on the 30th day of Elul. Okay,
right.
Just checking.
The Gemara and Vea said there were different stages they went through with the Luach. But the way we do it now, Elul has 29 days, and then we have Rosh Hashanah, the first and second day of Tishrei. It's like every Yantiv, if you think it over, right? It's like every Yantiv, Sukkot is on the 15th of Tishrei. So we do 15th and 16th. So Rosh Hashanah is the first day, we do the first and second. That's the way we're doing it.
Yeah, I was just checking, thanks.
You got it. All right, now, let me mention one other thing. The in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, which I brought with me, Rav Shechter's Sefer was, you know, different statements from the Rav and his Shitot. Let me get to the page. Yeah. So he says that the Rav would say in the name of his uncle, the author of Avodah HaMelech. Rav Avodah HaMelech was by Rabbi Krakowski. He says the possibility. Now, in the bracha of Atah Kadosh on Rosh Hashanah, we have certain piyutim that are added. Among the piyutim is V'chein Tein Pachtecha. You should instill your fear, right? But you all know this. V'chein Tein Pachtechenu. Al Yisrael Mecha V'Yisrael Mecha. You know, instill your fear. V'Yimarcha Kol Mashratav. Yerucha Kol Masim. Says so. He says it's possible that this is a message that's left over from Anshei Galil. According to Yerushalmi in Galil, they were accustomed to conduct themselves like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, we do Malchiyot like Rabbi Akiva. We do Malchiyot together with Kedusha Sayom, right? That's the way we do it. So the fourth bracha is Malchiyot, begins with Aleinu L'Shabeach, and we join it with Kedusha Sayom. So it's Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. So, but the Anshe Galil, according to Yerushalmi, they followed Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So they're doing Malchiot with the third bracha, which is Kedushat Hashem. So if that's the case, so Uvachin Tein Pachtecha would have been their introduction to Malchiot. In other words, instill your fear, and it was you're the Melech, instill your fear on all the people. So he says, adding on to that, it could be Uvachin Tein Pachtecha is not a bakasha, like please instill your fear. He says it's the proclamation of the Yisod in our Amuna that we know that this is the way it will be. You indeed will do this. That Hashem is going to impose his fear on all his creatures, all his creations, and it will give kavod to Klal Yisrael. All right, just I thought I would add on. All right, let's go further. All right, so going on to the next Mishnah. All right, we're on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, around 50 lines from the bottom. So manitin in pochtin miasar malchiot, miasar zichronot, miasar shofrot. So the Mishnah says we don't have less than 10 malchiot, it means 10 psukim that speak about the malchus of Hashem, Hashem's kingship. He says, and then same thing, 10 psukim is zichronot, and 10 psukim that speak about shofrot. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer, imamar shalosh shalosh mikulon yatzah. Yochanan Nuri says, if he said three from each of them, he's yotze. He's like, where's all the supa? Does that mean, in other words, you need Torah, and then there's going to be ketuvim and then nevim is the order. So does he mean you'll do three, three, three? So instead of having 10 psukim, you'll have 9 psukim. So 9 psukim for Malchiot, 9 for Zichron, 5 for Shofrot. Or does he mean 3 psukim for Malchiot, 3 for Zichron, and 3 for Shofrot? So the work includes the latter. That's what he means. That three, in other words, 3 psukim is enough to get going. So the Gemara says, Hamiyasara, Malchiot can agony. What are the 10 psukim Malchiot? What do they correspond to? So we have Amar Rebbe. On the side, it says Amar Rebbe Levi. Amar Levi, can I get us Rahilulim, Shamar David, Besefer Tilim? They correspond. Then Hilulim are like praising Hashem with Hallel, that David said in Sefer Tilim. So the Gemara says, Hilulim Tuvahav. What do you mean? If you look through Sefer Tilim, you're going to find a lot more than 10 Hallels, than 10 where the word Hallel is mentioned. So the Gemara says, Hanaf the Tibahu Halub take a shofar. There's the last parak in Tehillim is a parak that we say in Pesukim every day, which is Haluka, Haluka Bakacha, Haluk Teka Shofar. So in that parak in Tehillim, it mentions the word Halalu 10 times and mentions Shofar also. Exclusive, you don't count the Haluka at the beginning and the end, but Halalu Kel Bakacha, Halu Birkuzo, mentions 10 times. And those 10 times, that's why we have 10 Malchiot, the Gemara says. Rav Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says the 10 Malchiot correspond to the Asera Dibro, the 10 commandments. Remember the Moshe of Sinai, that were given to Moshe at Har Sinai. One second. Rabbi Yochanan ben Amar, Kenegat Asera Mamroch from Nivra Ha'olam. Yochanan says it corresponds to the 10 statements that created the world. And again, so the creation of the world is the anniversary is on Rosh Hashanah, which is the day that you're saying it. And also, I should mention, with the Aseret HaDibrot, Rashi brings down that it mentions shofar by them as well. It mentions, at the time of Har Sinai, the Aseret HaDibrot, the shofar is mentioned as well. So the Gemara says, Heininu, he says, so what are those 10 mamarot? It says, Vayomer. So the Gemara says, Vayomer, the Reishi Tesha Havu. But if you count the Vayomers, you'll only come up with 9. So Breishit Nami Mamarhu. That the word Breishit, which is Breishit Bara Elokim, in the beginning God created, that also counts as a Mamar. Let's look at Rashi. It's around 20 lines to the bottom in Rashi. Breishit Nami Mamarhu. Yahavagav Loktibe Vayomer. Even though those Vayomer Yishamayim, even though those words don't appear, Magdithiv Dami. It's as if it is written. The Vamir Nami Ivri. He said that was also Breishit Bara Elokim Shemayim Baaretz, created with the words. He says, Velobia Dayam Defti, but Bar Shem Shemaim Nasu. All right, let me just do a little more and then I will pause. All right, now we're around 8 lines from the bottom at the 2 dots. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer, Umar Shalosh Shalosh Mikulon Yatzah. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, he said 3 from each of them, Yotze. So, Ibai Luhu Hei Katani. So, what is Rabbi Yochanan Nuri saying? Shalosh Manatar, Shalosh Manabim, Shalosh Manakubim. When he says Shalosh Shalosh Mikulon from all of them, what are all of them? All of them could be the component of each one of the brachot, which is the psukim from Torah Ketuvim and Nevi'im is the way it comes out. So then we should, if that's what he means, so he means three from Torah, three from the Ketuvim, and three from the Nevi'im, that would be one shot. He says, the Habutesha, Vikbin Elkada. So that would come up to nine psukim. So the machlok would be, do you need 10 psukim or 9 psukim? O Dilma, Echad min HaTorah, Echad min HaNevi'im, Echad min HaKetuvim, Echad min HaShalosh. Or maybe he means, like, Shalosh Shalosh, means for the Malchiyot Zekor and Shofrot, I need 3, 3, 3. So three psukim in Malchiyot, three for Zekor and three for Shofrot, which would mean one pasuk from the Chumash, one from the Ketuvim, one from the Nevi'im. Then there's a big machlok between Tanakam and him. Tanakam goes in 10 psukim, goes in 3 psukim. So that's the question. So Tashema, so we try to bring a proof from the following braisa. The Tanya, he pokes me asar Malchiyot, me asar Zekor, me asar Shofrot. So the Tanakama says, you can't have less than 10 psukim for Malchus Zechron Shofrot. Bimar Sheva Mikulan Yatzah, can I get Sheva Rikim? If he said 7 from all of them, he's Yotzei, that corresponds to the Sheva Rikim, the 7 heavens. So the two possibilities would be 7, that I need 7 psukim from each one's parts of Tanakh would be 21 psukim, but the Gemara says that's not logical. It sounds like this is a lower level. So the 7 psukim for Malchiyot, 7 for Zichron, 7 for Shofrot, then Rabbi Yochanan Uri Omer, apokhetli pchot misheva, where he says you shouldn't do less than 7, bimar shalosh bikulan yitzah. But he said 3, the Yotzei. Can I get Torah and Nevi'im of Ketuvim? So the Gemara takes it, the pshat is that Rabbi Yochanan Uri, I only need 3 psukim. But Amri lo, can I get Kohen and Nevi'im Yisrael? Some say it's can I get Torah and Nevi'im of Ketuvim, some say it's can I get Kohen and Nevi'im Yisrael. Amri Rabbuna Mar Shmuel, lachim Rabbi Yochanan Uri. So Rabbuna says Nevi'im Shmuel, lach is like Rabbi Yochanan Uri, that I only need 3 psukim, but we try to do 10 psukim. Now, all right, who's going to question, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? Really quiet group these days. Everybody good?
So each section is only 10 psukim. It seems so much longer than that.
Yeah. No,
that list of Rosh Hashanah goes on forever.
Yeah, it's a long tefillah, but it's 10 psukim, right?
Each. Okay.
Yeah. I think at least in one of them, I think they do a whole parak, but it's generally 10 psukim. All right, let's take a look back in the Gemara. So two lines from the bottom on the Beis HaMidrash. So Manitin, Amos Kirin, and here he corrects on the side on the bottom, Malchiyot Zechorot Shofrot Shel Puranot. We mention these psukim from Tanakh. We don't mention psukim that have Puranot punishment in them. We don't want to mention punishment on Rosh Hashanah. He says, Manchil b'Torah, you begin with the psukim from the Torah. Umashlim b'Navi, you conclude the psukim from the Nevi'im, and it means that Ketuvim will be in the middle. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im hishlim b'Torah yatzah. Rabbi Yossi says, if he was mashlim from the Torah, he's Yotzei, meaning that Rabbi Yossi holds the last pasuk should be from the Torah. Let's look at Tosfos on top left-hand corner in Tosfos. Manchil b'Torah, Umashlim b'Navi. So the way this is coming out from the Gemara, you're going to have 3 psukim from the Torah, 3 from the Ketuvim. And now the only Ketuvim that we use is from Tehillim. So you have 3 Psukim from the Torah, 3 Psukim from Tehillim, then 3 Psukim from the Nevi'im, and then 1 Psuk from Chumash. That's the format, okay? So Manchi B'Torah B'Sai B'Navi, Vim Tomar, Vim Chodok Ma'ash from the Nevi'im, the Ketuvim. In general, Tosa says, why would I have the Ketuvim from the Nevi'im? The Nevi'im always has priority, greater Kedusha than the Ketuvim. Kida'amar, like you see all over, they'll say it's written in the Torah, it's repeated in the Nevi'im, and repeated for the third time in the Ketuvim. But the Nevi'im is like, you know, front and center. And here, the Gemara says, I'm going to say the Psukim from the Ketuvim first. That's what's bothering the Tosfos. Yesh Lomar, Shem Dekroy the Tehillim, Mishlei V'Iyov, Kidmu the Nevi'im. The Tosfos says that chronologically, the Psukim and Sefer Tehillim, which were written by David HaMelech, and the Psukim and Mishlei and Iyov, Mishlei by Shlomo, and the Psukim and Iyov, they precede the Nevi'im. So therefore, we're going to say the Psukim first. And again, we only mention Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah. The fact that we have, so if we're doing it in chronological order, so Torah, then Tehillim comes before the Nevi'im. Then the Nevi'im, so why do we end with the pasuk from the Torah? That's not in chronological order. He says, "Umash anu nogim lashna b'Torah da'vim k'Rabbi Yosi k'mina b'Gemara." Umash the Torah is a reason b'shuvah, but k'ni v'tikinos sin. So we're following the Gemara says at the end. If you have a last pasuk from the Torah, that's good. But in Atinami, in general, we're doing chronologically. All right, Turn page on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Everybody with me? Okay, 32b, the top line. So the Gemara says, Malchiot, we said I can't mention the psukim that have purana, punishment in them. So Malchiot, Kigon, what would be an example of Malchiot that's got punishment in it? Kigon, Che'ani no Mashem Lokim, in lo biyad chazakab, zon fiya, v'chema shruchayim lo falichem. In other words, with a lot of anger and a strong arm going to rule over you, it doesn't sound good. So it mentions, Emloch mentions Malchus, but I wouldn't want to mention this pasuk in Rosh Hashanah. The Avagav, the Amr of Nachman, even Nachman said, Halavai Hashem should execute that punishment and then we'll be redeemed. He says, but it mentions the anger of Hashem, so that's not appropriate to mention a Rosh Hashanah. Zichron, what would be an example of a pasuk that mentions Zichronod, but it has like Puranod in it? The first medium wide line upstairs. Like you remember that just flesh, they're going to die. No, that's it. That's not good. Shofar, again with Puranod, shofar means like the enemy is coming. It's not good. Aval, imbalomar malchut zikron, the shofar shoparan shalvikukavim. If you want to mention malchut zikron shofarot and it has with punishment for the non Jews, that's no problem. So he says, Omer. This is Malchut, you go on Hashem Allah, Yikuzu Amim. Like Malchut, Hashem reigns, let the nations, the Gentile nations tremble. Ukigon, Hashem Melech Olam Va'ed, Abdu Goyim Yarzo. Hashem will reign forever when the nations perish from their land. That Pasuk is appropriate for Malchut. Zichron, you go on Zichor Hashem Le'adom V'gomer. Like, remember the Ne'adom, what they did, how they destroyed Yerushalayim, but like Hashem is going to wreak his vengeance on them, or he's in we're importuning him to wreak his vengeance on them. Shofar, Hashem Elokim b'shofar yitka, Hashem will blow the shofar, v'lach b'sarot Teman. They'll come with the storm, like from Teman, and again, wreak vengeance on the non-Jews. U'chtiv, Hashem svakot yagin aliyem, Hashem will protect the Jewish people. Ein maskirin zekron shal yachid v'avilu tova. Now, with Zichronot, again, we do mention Zichronot, but we only mention a Yachid, an individual not, even if it's good. Gon, Zachreni Hashem Birtzon HaMecha. That's Pasuk and Tehillim. We wouldn't mention because that's an individual. Gon, Zachrali Lokhaila Tova. And again, you could say, you know, the defense on Rosh Hashanah, you want to be, you know, B'tochami and Uchiyah Shabbat. You want to be with the Chevra. You want to be the group. You don't want to, like, focus on your individual. Now, sometimes the Torah mentions Lashon of Pekida, which means also to remember. So that the Gemara says, is the same as Zichrono. According to the Tana Rabbi Yossi, Pekdonot is just as good as Zichrono. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't on Zichrono. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Pekdonot or Pekdonot is Zichrono or Zichrono. Rabbi Yossi, Nihinami Pekdonot rain to Zichrono. So the Gemara says, even the point of Yossi, the Pekdonot is a Zichronot, but Shem Pekad Sarara, Pekad Yachidu. So why that doesn't sound like a good Pasuk. We said that we're not going to mention, the Gemara said on line six, the sixth wide, medium wide line, he must do Zichronot Shel Yachidu, Pilatoba, that we don't mention the Zikaron of an individual, even if it's good. So why would I mention the Pekid of an individual, even if it's good? By Shem Pekad Sarara, that's his example. So even Lu Yetzur, according to Rabbi Yossi, that Pekdonot is the same as Zichronot, why would I mention Hashem Pekad Sarah? So the Gemara says, came into Atu Rabbi Minah to Rabbi Damia. Since the Rabbi, you know, come from Sarah, that she's the progenitor of the Jewish nation, so then it's like the Rabbi. In other words, like her Zikaron is like the whole cloud. All right, now the Gemara goes through other Pesukim that have different little, you know, issues with them. Shai, you sit with me? Okay. So it says we're around, you know, 8 lines above where it gets very wide. So you all know this parak. He says, Viavo Melech HaKavod, that's one Melech HaKavod. Miza Melech HaKavod two, Shem Yizuz Vigor, Shem Gibor Melchama. So that's the first section, mentions Melech HaKavod twice. Then Su'usham Rashekem Usupitalambivo Melech HaKavod once, Miza Melech HaKavod twice, Hashem Sukuda Melech HaKavod Sela three times. So the Gemara says, Rishon Ashtayim, Shnei Shalosh, did Rabbi Yossi. Point to Rabbi Yossi, in the first section I have Malchus mentioned twice, and the second section I have Malchus mentioned three times. He says, so presumably that counts as like, you know, two mentions and three mentions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishon Achat Shni Yishtayim. Yehuda says, if he's asked a question, Mi Uzeh Melech HaKavod, that doesn't count as Malchus. In other words, who is Melech HaKavod? In other words, I need a statement. So therefore, in the beginning, it says, Mi Uzeh Melech HaKavod, so the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't count that as one. And similarly, at the end, Mi Uzeh Melech HaKavod, he doesn't count that. Okay, then the Gemara continues on, a similar machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Zamru Elokim Zameru, sing to God, sing. Zamru Lamalkenu Zameru, sing to our king, Ki Melech Kol Aretz Elokim, Shtayim Rabbi Yosef. So Zamru Lamalkenu Zameru, sing to our king, that's one, Ki Melech Kol Aretz Elokim, he's a king on the whole earth. So he says, there's two mentions there, according to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achat. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Zamru Lamalkenu Zameru, sing to our king, that's just saying like the king of the Jews. So that doesn't count. Melech means Hashem has to be a statement that he's Melech on the whole Olam. He says, "V'shavin," but they both agree. The Malach Elokim Agoyim Elokim Yeshav Kseikotcho Shehi Achad. That God reigns over the nations. The fact that he sits on Kisei Kadcho, his throne, that doesn't. It's still one. That's one mention. Then finally, the Gemara says, "Zichron Sheish Bo Trua." Let's say I have a, we're mentioning Zichron and mentions Trua in the same pasuk. We go on Shabbaton Zifron to run the Kodesh, Omen Zifron of Omen and Shofro to Rabbi Yossi. With Rabbi Yossi, that Pasuk is good for Zifron, and it's also good for Shofro. It's good for Zifron because it's Zifron, Zikron. It's good for Shofro because it's Trua. Rabbi Yudo Meir, in Omrain, was Zifron of Bavad. Rabbi says, if it doesn't mention Shofar, then I don't, it doesn't help me. But the fact it mentions Trua, that doesn't count for Shofro. Malchut Sheishu Mo Trua, let's say it's a Pasuk that is Malchut. And has Trua, Don Hashem El Kavimo, which brought Melepho, Omra Ima Malchio, Omra Shofro, to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, it's good for Malchio, because it says Melech, and it's good for Shofro, because it says Trua. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Omra Ima Malchio, Bavad. He says, Rabbi Yehuda says that only counts for Malchio. In other words, the fact mentions Trua, that doesn't qualify for Shofro. Trua She'eni Malo Klom, if it's true that it doesn't have anything else mentioned with it, Yom Trua Yelachem, Omer Shofro Divir Rabbi Yossi, which is just Yom Trua, that could be for a good candidate for Shofro, Rabbi Yehuda Omer and Omer Kol Ikar. No, that has, doesn't fit in anywhere at all. It was interesting. He mentions here, Shem El Kavimel with Trua Melepho. The simple shot means like the blowing of the shofar, but another shot, which is Roy Sina has this, Trua Melepho means like the Rayot. In other words, like when is Hashem a Melech? There's Hashem al Kavimo, Trua Melech Bo. When is he a Melech? When there's Av of Reyes among all of Israel. When we're all stick together, like Trua from Lashon Reyim, from friends. When everybody's together, that's the sign that Hashem is a Melech. And that's an appropriate time. You know, unfortunately, sometimes Dafka and Rosh Hashanah, people have fights either in their family or in shul. But that's the time that you want Ava Achva of Shalom Reyes among all of Klal Yisrael. All right. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I said so far? Anybody in the cyber world? All right. Welcome, Yosef. Good to see you, Yosef. So we're about to wrap up the stuff, I hope, but maybe we'll ask some questions and then it will last longer. Okay? So we're on Lamed Beis on Beis on the second very wide line. Okay, 32B, the second very wide line. So again, we said in the Mishnah that you begin the Pesukim from the Torah, and then you go to the Ketuvim, which we said is just Sefer Tehillim, and then you're Mashlim B'Navi, the complete with the Navi. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Mashlim B'Torah Yatzah. Rabbi Yossi says, if you complete with the Torah, you're Yotzei. So the Gemara says, the Mashlim D'Yavid and the Chachil Lo. That sounds like but the Yavid, if I add a pasuk from the Torah at the end, it's okay. But l'chachila, I shouldn't do that. That's what it sounds like. Bahatanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hamashna Mitorah is in the Shubach. So we learned the Bryce. This is the broad line of Bryce that we had quoted in the Tosfos on Amud Aleph. Hamashna Mitorah is in the Shubach. Rabbi Yossi in the Bryce says, if you complete it with a line from the Torah, that's praiseworthy. So Ema Mashlim. So the Gemara says, perhaps I should understand the Mishnah. Not Ema Mishlim B'Torah Yetzah, but he's Mashlim B'Torah, that he should be Mashlim B'Torah. By Mishlim Katani, the Eben L'Chachilah, but it doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't like it that we're changing the language. The Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Makli of the Torah, Umashtim Benavi. The Tanakhama says, you begin the Torah and then you complete it with the Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer. So according to Tanakhama, before you do three psukim from the Torah, then three psukim from Tehillim, and then four psukim from the Nevi'im. That would be the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mashlim B'Torah. Rabbi Yossi says, this is the words that he's adding on. Rabbi Yossi says, you should be Mashlim in the Torah. That you should end up with a pasuk from the Torah, but be Mishlim B'Navi Yatza. But if you ended up with a pasuk from the Nevi'im, you're Yotze. So that preserves like the flow of the Mishnah. It doesn't say, in other words, we had a Mishlim B'Torah Yatza, it's a Mishlim B'Navi Yatza. That the Lord likes that change better. Tani Nami Hachi, Amr Blazar, Rabbi Yossi, that the Vatikan, like the elder, venerable people, would be Mashlim B'Torah. So the Gemara says, Mishlim is Zichron of Shofrod, Ketuvah. So when I'm looking, I'm shopping around for Psukim, Zichron, Shofrod. Psukim mentions Zichronot, Psukim mentions Shofrod. There are lots of Psukim. Hello, Malchiyot. But I'm looking, shopping around for Psukim with Malchiyot, Tzalat Hudahavim. In the Torah, the Gemara says there are only three Psukim that mention Hashem as a melech, only in all of Torah. It says, Hashem elokavi mo throughout melech bo, which we mentioned before, that's in Balak, Vayhi vishur in melech, that's in Zosa Bracha, Hashem yimloch elamvayim b'shalach, says that three, banan ba'inon eser v'lechet. So we need eser total, but we need a fourth pasuk from the Torah to end up that section. In other words, I want to end up Malchios. So three psukim malchus they have, then ketuvah may have as well, and then Levi may have as well. But I need one more pasuk from the Torah. So what do I have? I don't have anything. So Amar Rav Huna, for Huna says Tashma, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Malchut, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So Huna quotes from the Brisa, and in the Brisa, and this is similar to the machloka we had before between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Tan Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't mention Malchut Mefurash, but the thrust meaning that God is our king, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's what we say. So we're collectively more, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, some have carried this over in the Pesukei Zimra, after Azeh Shir, like where he says, Kil Hashem Elokeinu Shogiyim, Vayitel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shema Yehuyah Hashem Echad, Shema Echad, then Uvitor collectively more, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In the Siddur, I'm saying, well, some people do. So that's a carryover from Rosh Hashanah. So here we have it in Rosh Hashanah. In other words, at the end, we'll say the Malchus, and then we said the Torah says, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kinu, Shema Kad. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't a Malchut. Rabbi Yehuda holds that doesn't count as Malchut. Ataha Reitel Dr. Shemel Kimein Omer Levado Malchut, Rabbi Yossi. Which Rabbi Yossi, this Pasuk, Ataha Reitel Adad, which is also Pasuk, the Hashem will come in only with those malchut. Rabbi Yomir ain't a malchut. So I don't know what Tana, but I don't know. I guess Tana Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Rabbi Yossi anyway, but he doesn't have another pasuk to add on there. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, let's go on. All right, Manitin. Over lifnei teva b'yom tov shorosh Hashanah. Now over lifnei teva means versus the shliach tzibur on the other Rosh Hashanah. Hasheni Matkia. The second person means the Baal Musaf is going to cause the Tkiyat Shofar. It means they're going to have Tkiyat Shofar during Musaf. Uvashana Halil, Harishon Mafrida Halil. When Halil is recited, the implication, we don't recite Halil on Rosh Hashanah. When Halil is recited, we're going to do it at Shacharis. That's what it is. Now, I should mention, the whole machlok rishonim. When is the ikar tkiyat shofar? We touched on this I think earlier. We have tkiyas demiyushav and tkiyas demiulad, right? So we make the bracha, and then we have tkiyas demiyushav, and the simple shot is it's the first 30 tkiyot, and then we have tkiyos on the seder brachot and musaf, and then some people have tkiyot in the tefillah balachash in the silent musaf, and then again in the chazar tzachatz. So some poskim take it that the ikar is the first 30 kolot, and you say the bracha code, and then that's it. But others say no, the ikar tkiyot are the ones on the seder bracha. In other words, tkiyot and seder bracha are the ikar. So the fact that you say it earlier, again, it's Kedela Arbe Basatan. The Gemara says, Lam Token Ring Shin Yoshin, Token Ring Shin Omdin. Why do we have two sets? So that's Kedela Arbe Basatan. So they say that the first one is Kedela Arbe Basatan. The second one is the Ikar. So how can I have all these brachot on a Yotzei? So the Gemara says, so it's like on Pesach, right? On Leil Pesach, according to some Rishonim, in particular Rashi and the Bali Tosfot, hold the Ikar Matzah on Yotzei is the matzah that I have at the end of the meal. So I'm making the bracha at the beginning of the meal, I'm eating matzah, but it's really the Ikar Mitzvah is at the end of the meal. Right, that's the Ikar Mitzvah of matzah. So it's the same thing here. So that's one set of machlokot. Then there's another machloket, which we refer to Tikkusim Yushalim and Tikkusim Uma. Like the Gemara says, Lama Token Shin Yoshin, Token Shin Omdim, which are Tikkusim Yushalim, which is Uma. So the simple shot is the first 30 of Yushalim, because I theoretically could sit. And last 30 are the Ma'umad, because since it's in the silent Musaf, I'm standing for it. That would be the simple shot. But I think the Baal Mor learns differently. He learns the Kis the Ma'umad of the first 30 are the Kis the Ma'umad. The Miyushav, he's taking it, I assume, that it's in the Chazar Sashats where you theoretically could sit for it. Anyway, there's a whole machlok about that as well. All right, let's see back on the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, Ma'ishna Sheni Makia. Why is it, in essence, that I have to keep shofar during Musaf? That's what's bothering the Gemara. Why don't I have to keep this during chakras? He says, Mishum derova mahadra melech. Vistama, because there are more people than is now who are there for Musaf than for chakras. And there's greater kabo to Hashem when you have Robam. Yihach mihal nami name v'sheini, Mishum derova mahadra melech. So that's good. If it's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if therefore, I want to move whatever I can to Musaf, we'll move Hala there as well. It doesn't mean on Rosh Hashanah, but on, let's say, Yantib, I would move it there. El Mashna, Hala the Brishon. So why do I say Hala the Baal Shachris? There's reason I'm in the mitzvot. There's reason people who are acting with diligence, they want to do the mitzvot as soon as they can. So Kinami now the Brishon, there's reason I'm in the mitzvot. So then, we should also do it Shachris. So Amr B'Yochanan, Shachzir Mahal Kachanu. B'Yochanan says this mission was taught during the religious persecution. Let's hit Rashi. Everybody in Rashi, 15 lines to the bottom in Rashi. That the enemy is the non-Jews made a decree that Jews should not blow shofar. So they're waiting, waiting in ambush. They're waiting, watching to see what the Jews do when they violate our rule. They wait 6 hours after Zman Shachris. So they switched over to Musaf, and even though now we don't have it, we're afraid to go back the way it was. Let's look at Tosfos, upper right hand corner in Tosfos. And even though you don't have this gezeirah, we don't go back the way it was originally in Shacharis. Because we're afraid maybe it'll go back the way it was. So let's leave it where it is. Tosfos says, according to the explanation of Rishalmi, it's even easier. Is that the Goyim thought the Jews are gathering like to have an insurrection. But Amdu Aleim Baragum, they heard them blowing shofar, they feel like the cool shofar of war, and they killed them. They said, you know what, we're doing Tekirut and Brachot and Musaf. Why? Now they see the Jews, they see the reciting Shema, with Paul in the Korban Torah, and then they daven Shmona Esrei, they read from their Torah. The Chosu Palin and the Token, and then they go back and pray, and then they blow. Amri Bidin Usayu Inanaskin. In other words, they say, they're just Osek with their religious customs, tradition, Klomer Bechukteyam Ubitoratam. I'm not afraid that they're like engaged in warfare. So that's the way that piece goes. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far?
Yeah. The Hallel piece of this, it sort of is glossed over. What was the theory behind saying it? Why do we no longer say it?
No. Hallel was never said on Rosh Hashanah. Hallel was never said on Rosh Hashanah. He's just saying that when you do say Hallel, we say the chakras.
Okay. It.
All right, let's see back to the next few lines. The Gemara will help that as well. So the Gemara says, So since the Tana Mishnah says, if it's when it's Bishar Hallel, when you do say Hallel, it sounds like Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Hallel. My Tama, why don't we say Hallel Rosh Hashanah? Amri Ba'u. I'm a Malach Yisrael looking at Kaddish Baruch Hu. God says the Malachim said before Kaddish Baruch Hu, "Moshe Lamei Yisrael Mishir Lefanecha Broshan of Yom Kippur." Why don't your Jewish people? Why don't they say Hallel to you on Rosh Yom Kippur? Amar Lahem, Is it possible the king is sitting on a kisei of din? The books of the living and the books of the dead are open in front of him. He's filling over him shira, and Yisrael says shira. So it means now the you could say that they had a mesorah. This is what the malachim and Hashem said. But I saw in the Masechta Gemara that they quoted from the Meiri. The Meiri says it really means that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, like the tenor of the day, is not appropriate for Hallel. It's like such a serious day, so it's not an appropriate time to say Hallel. Now, when it says Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meitim Petuchim, so this I heard from Rav Chanoch Teller. I think Rav Lerner said the same thing. What does it mean, Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meitim? So Sifrei Chaim, I understand. The books are living. We're all alive, thank God. What is Sifrei Meitim? So it means that even the people who are dead, so, you know, right. But it means there's a different judgment, even though when you're dead, but it depends on what took place during the year. Like you built the yeshiva. So now they have a million more zechuyot, more kids are studying in that yeshiva. So this is good. Like Rabbi Teller said, like Rashi, you wrote a parish on all of Tanakh and all of Shas. So every year he gets like all these zechuyot coming up. So there's a different cheshbon each year. All right, let's wrap up the Gemara and the next Mishnah, and that will be it for tonight. Okay, we're 6 lines from the bottom. Manitin, Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, Ima Avirin Olav Tchum. Now, it means if today's Rosh Hashanah, I'm not allowed to leave the Tchum in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Shofar. In other words, Tchum is I can't go more than 2,000 Amot. So if there's a Shofar outside the Tchum, I can't leave the Tchum, even though the one's a Mitzvah Durah. Right. This is Ima Fakhim Olav Tchum. And I can't clear like a pile of rocks that's old, you know, on a shofar. It's moving muksa. I can't buy land, even though they're both din and drabana. Lo olin be'ilan. I can't climb a tree because I may come to break off a branch from the tree, and that would be a malacha deraisa. But there's a din drabana. I can't climb the tree. Lo rofin al gabi behema. And I can't ride a behema. The example that Reb Kahati gave is, let's say a person's sick and they're 2 weeks to get to shul, but they could ride the behema. But I'm not allowed to ride a behema on Shabbos and on Yom Tov because I may come to break off a branch. Below shakin al pneimaim, I can't swim across water because it's xerus shemiyase klei sheyatim. I might make like a flotation device. Bein chotkin oto, bein devarshim shmishput, bein devarshim shlotase. I can't cut the shofar either to repair it or cut it off the animal. Whether the kli is something that would be malacha deraisa or malacha derabanan. Aval in rasliti until mayim o yain itain. If I want to put water or wine in the shofar, that I could do. That's not tikkun tikkun kli because the shofar is fit to blow even without that. And then we don't block the children from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You could say that even though there's din, like after I hit the kid shofar, I'm not supposed to blow shofar anymore. But if the kids want to blow shofar, they could blow shofar. So that sounds like I would be involved them to blow, but the way the post can bring down, I could teach them to blow. Now, if I'm, let's say I'm practicing blowing on Rosh Hashanah, and I happen to blow the right sounds, I'm not Yotzei the Mitzvah. I have to have Kabbana to blow. This is, if I heard that key, I'm not Yotzei with that. Okay, let me just do 2 lines in the Gemara, and that will be it. So that's a regular adult should not practice, but the little kids could. There's a question whether how little they're below Chinuch or above Chinuch. And then also there's a question whether he means on Shabbos. Some people can say, means when Rosh Hashanah comes on Shabbos, I can have them blow as well. But the thing is, that if I was mitasek with the shofar, let's say shofar Rosh Hashanah morning, and I'm practicing blowing, so, and I'm not Yossi the Mitzvah with that practice blow. All right? Now, yeah, so when we say Mitzvah in Shikavana means I had, but in other words, I guess it means like I had kavanah to do the, either this mission is going according to the tzad that holds mitzvah srichos kavanah, or even if I say mitzvah ain srichos kavanah, but I have, it means, it depends what mitasek means. Mitasek means I was preoccupied and maybe I didn't know what I was doing, you know, like, I don't know, maybe I thought I'm like blowing out the shofar and I blew the right kolot or whatever. Okay, all right, let's just do the last 2 lines of the Gemara. That's it. So the Gemara says, my timer, why is it that I can't, you know, violate the Tchum, do all these other things? Shofar Esehu. So there's a Mitzvah Esehu from the Torah. Like, you normally say Esehu Doch Lo Taseh. So I have a Mitzvah Shofar. So that should push away any Lo Taseh. So Shofar Esehu, Yom Tov Esehu Lo Taseh. Yom Tov is an Esehu. And a Lo Taseh. I mean, Esehu Doch Lo Taseh Esehu. So even though these are Xerat Rabbanan, but that's still coming from the power of Yom Tov. Now, Lo Olin Be'ilan V'Lo Rochen L'Gabim V'Chulei, So I can't. Now the Gemara takes it that the Gzeira Derabanan are twofold. One is Gzeira, at worst, I'll be violating the Derabanan, like with Tchum and with Muxa. So it's never going to go to a Deraisa. Then others could evolve into a Deraisa if I would break off the branch. So he says, so if the things that are purely Derabanan I can't do, certainly the things that could be a Deraisa or not, I mean this, and it goes without saying that, the Rashi thinks that the sign of the Gemara doesn't belong. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up. It's nice seeing everybody. Excuse me, let me end the recording.